Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 beginner lesson on the vocoder, and specifically how to use it like a pro to make alien-style voices for drum and bass. This is one of those effects that can completely change the personality of a track. A plain vocal can become robotic, futuristic, eerie, or straight-up extraterrestrial in just a few moves, and in DNB, that kind of vocal effects is huge, because it can help define the drop, build tension before the drop, and create those switch-up moments that make a track memorable. So the goal here is not to make a giant movie trailer voice. We want something that sits inside the track. Something weird, controlled, punchy, and rhythmic. Something that feels like it belongs in a roller, a darker neuro section, or a jungle intro without taking over the low end. Let's start with the idea behind the vocoder. A vocoder works by taking a vocal, which is called the modulator, and shaping it with another sound, called the carrier. In simple terms, the vocal gives the words and articulation, and the carrier gives the tone and harmonic color. That means the carrier is super important. If the carrier is too dull, the vocoder sounds weak. If it's too noisy or too harsh, the result gets messy fast. For beginner use, the sweet spot is a bright but controlled synth sound. Before we even touch the vocoder device, we need a good vocal phrase. This is one of the biggest beginner secrets. The phrase matters just as much as the settings. Use a short spoken sample, ideally 1 to 4 words. Something like signal detected, don't move, alien frequency, or system breach. Why short? Because vocoders need clear articulation. Long sentences turn into mush once the effect is on, especially in a busy DNB mix. Short phrases hit harder, read faster, and feel more like a designed effect. A really useful coaching tip here is to perform the phrase like an instrument. Speak it with clear consonants, a steady rhythm, and a little attitude. Record a few takes if you can. Usually one of them will have cleaner timing and better energy. And always listen to the dry vocal first. If the raw phrase doesn't work, the vocoder won't magically fix it. Now bring that vocal into Ableton on an audio track and trim it so the phrase starts cleanly. If you want tension, leave a little silence before it. That tiny gap can make the vocal hit feel way more powerful. Next, clean up the vocal before vocoding it. A simple chain works great here. Start with EQ8, then compressor, then utility. With EQ8, high-pass the vocal somewhere around 100 to 140 Hz to remove rumble. You don't want low-end junk feeding the vocoder. Then add light compression, just enough to even things out, maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. The goal is consistency, not squashing. Utility can stay at normal width for now, or you can reduce width if the vocal feels too wide or messy. If the vocal timing is loose, use warp mode to keep it stable. Complex or Complex Pro can help if needed. The cleaner and more even the source is, the better the vocoder will respond. Now let's build the carrier. For this lesson, use a simple synth in Ableton like Wavitable, Drift, or Analog. A saw wave is a great starting point. You want enough harmonic content for the vocoder to grab onto, but not so much chaos that it sounds harsh and undefined. A good starter carrier would be a saw heavy tone with a low pass filter slightly open, fast attack, medium sustain, and just a touch of detune if you want width. Keep the filter cutoff somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz and keep resonance low. If you want a darker, more aggressive feel, a restrained restyle carrier can work really well. That gives the vocal a colder, more menacing tone, which is perfect for darker DNB and neuro style sections. Now insert Ableton's vocoder. You can place it on the vocal track after the cleanup devices, or you can route it through an audio effect rack if you want easier dry and wet control. For beginners, keep it simple. Vocal track into vocoder, then maybe EQ and some extra effects after it. Make sure the vocoder is receiving the carrier signal from your synth track. Then start with practical settings. Try around 20 to 40 bands. Use a fast attack and a medium release, somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Keep the formant near the center at first, and use a moderate bandwidth. Here's the general rule. Fewer bands gives you more robot, more grain, more edge. More bands gives you clearer speech and a smoother result. For DNB, 20 to 30 bands is often a really nice sweet spot. It keeps the voice edgy and musical without making it too polite. At this point, you should hear the basic vocoded voice. But the important thing is not to stop there. The default vocoder sound is just the starting point. To make it sound more alien, shape the character. If the voice feels muffled, brighten it. If it feels too flat, shift the formant a little up or down. Small formant movements can make the voice feel like it's changing species mid-phrase, which is exactly the kind of weird detail that works in breakdowns and switch-ups. After the vocoder, and some character processing. Saturator is a great move here. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can help the voice cut through dense drums and bass. Then use EQ8 to clean up any muddy buildup around 250 to 350 Hz if it gets boxy. If the top end gets piercing, gently tame the harshness around the upper mids. You can also add a short delay or an echo for a subtle sci-fi tail, and a small or medium reverb if you want more space. A really common beginner mistake is making the vocoder do everything by itself. A better pro habit is to blend the dry vocal with the vocoded one. That keeps the phrase intelligible, especially on smaller speakers, while the vocoded layer gives it identity. You can do that by duplicating the vocal track. Leave one copy dry, and put the vocoder on the other copy. Then blend the two with the faders. Another option is an audio effect rack with a dry chain and a vocoded chain. In a busy DNB drop, this is super useful, because the dry vocal helps the listener catch the words while the vocoded layer gives the futuristic vibe. Now let's talk about rhythm, because in drum and bass, the vocoder should feel like part of the groove. You want the vocal to sit with the drums, not float awkwardly over them. Use clip timing and automation to make the phrase hit in the right place. Start it just before a snare or impact if you want it to feel like a lead-in. Cut the tail before the next kick if the section is crowded, and automate the wet-dry balance, the filter cutoff, or the delay send so the phrase evolves over the bar. A classic DNB move is call and response. For example, the vocoded phrase hits, then the bass answers, or the vocal lands, then there's a moment of silence, and then the drums or bass take over. That silence is important. Contrast is power in DNB. Don't overplay it. Let the vocal hit, then let the track breathe. Here's a simple arrangement idea. In the intro, use a filtered, distant version of the alien voice. In the pre-drop, open the filter and add a delay throw. Then at the drop, use a short, sharp vocoded hit and let the bass answer immediately after. That kind of pacing makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement, not just a random effect. Now let's clean up the final vocoded sound for mix clarity. Add another EQ8 after the vocoder and high pass around 120 Hz so the vocal never fights your kick and sub. That bottom end is sacred in DNB. If the vocal needs more presence, gently shape the upper mids. If it's too wide and starts clashing with stereo bass or pads, use utility to narrow it a bit. It's always better for the vocal to live in the mids and highs while the bass owns the bottom. If your track is dense, especially with a distorted reese or heavy drums, tiny EQ moves can make the vocal feel much more expensive and polished. It's not about huge boosts, it's about carving the right pocket. Now here's where you can really level up the sound. Resample it. A very pro Ableton workflow is to record the vocoded result into a new audio track. Set the new track to resampling or route the output from the vocoder track, then record the phrase. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse tiny pieces, stretch it, chop it into fills, or layer it before a drop. This is where the effect stops sounding like a preset and starts sounding like custom sound design. For darker DNB and Neuro, resampling is especially powerful because it lets you turn the vocal into a texture. You can make a reverse hit, a chopped fill, or a short transition stab. Tiny vocal fragments often work better than full phrases in heavier tracks. If you want to push the effect in different directions, here are a few great variations. For a WhisperTech Alien, use a quieter, breathier take, add a little overdrive before the vocoder, keep the carrier bright, but not too wide, and follow it with a short delay. That's perfect for eerie intros. For a mechanical command voice, keep the phrase very dry, reduce reverb almost completely, use a simple harmonic carrier and add a touch of redux after the vocoder. That gives a colder machine interface feel. For a hollow extraterrestrial voice, lower the carrier brightness a bit, reduce the number of bands slightly, boost a small area in the upper mids, and add a small room reverb. That can sound like a damaged communication device. For a more aggressive chorus alien, duplicate the vocoded track, detune one copy slightly, pan them subtly apart, and keep the dry vocal centered. That gives you a bigger, more cinematic sci-fi texture. And for glitch phrase slices, resample the line, chop it into tiny pieces, rearrange the slices over one or two bars, and use a few reversed fragments. That works really well for fills and switch-ups. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't use a vocal that's too long or too messy. Keep it short and clear. Don't use a carrier that's too weak or too dull. Make sure it has enough harmonic content. Don't leave low end in the vocal chain. High pass both the source and the final result. And don't leave the vocoder static. Automate something, even if it's just the filter or wet-dry amount. Also, check your result at low volume. If you can still understand the words quietly, The balance is probably good. That's a really practical test, especially when you're making FX for club music. Here's a quick mini practice challenge to try right away. Find a 1-3 word spoken phrase. Clean it up with EQ and light compression. Build a simple saw wave carrier in Waveatable or Drift. Add the vocoder and route the synth as the carrier. Set the bands around 20 to 30 and adjust the release until the phrase stays readable. Add saturator after the vocoder and push the drive a little. Then automate an auto filter sweep over 4 bars. Place the phrase before a drop or a break edit in a DNB loop and resample the result so you can cut one extra hit for a transition. Make 2 versions if you can, one for a breakdown and one for a drop intro. Keep them short and usable.